This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Johnson, dot, dot, dot. A whole lot of suck. A whole lot of suck.
What about that? I mean, everybody puts pressure on themselves, but I've been talking with these guys. Our listeners know this. I mean, this is a big year for you to play all 16 and to improve the play on the field. I mean, it's got to be something that's what you're talking about driving it.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
That is...
You like that?
That never gets old. That never gets old.
That's like the funniest one of the show. That's a classic.
What about that? A lot of people were critical of you.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yep.
God, that was funny.
I thought we handled that just perfectly.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I thought it was hilarious. Speaking of handling stuff perfectly or imperfectly, we're going to have the slime ball bracket in 40 minutes with Sean Pendergast. Right now, non-dog poop cleaners are an overwhelming favorite, but they could fall off quick. We're going to have the slime ball bracket in 20 minutes. As soon as I put this on the rundown, you rolled your eyes at me because you think I'm just trying to draw you off sides.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm just telling you, John, I got a message to all sports bars locally. I'm going to call all of them out, and I'm also going to let you know that something that disgusts you disgusts me more than you do.
Really?
At this point. Yes. I don't even like looking at it.
All right. Well, I have a hunch, but we'll figure it out.
Just guess. Just tell the people.
Is it the Astrodome?
Yes.
Wow.
It makes me sick. I gag every time I look at that POS now. Almost cussed. No. We'll get into it, and I'll talk about why. And why it might be kind of...
Welcome to the majority, by the way. It's not the dark side. It's not the minority. It's the majority, as has been documented publicly.
Well, Scottie Pippen might have a point, and it makes me feel a little bit. It makes every time I drove by that, if Scottie Pippen tried to call out the city of Houston, we defended the city of Houston. But based on that piece of crap I'm looking at right over your right shoulder right now, he might have had a point. We'll get into that in 15 minutes. But it's around the NFL. ESPN, we all play fantasy football. Most people play fantasy football. Has put out their rankings. They had the Fantasy Football Summit last week.
Yeah, I saw this.
They've put out their rankings, and your quarterback, Deshaun Watson, is the second-rated quarterback in fantasy football right behind Pat Mahomes. Second-rated.
I don't think that's incorrect. I mean, you can say all you want about best quarterback. This is fantasy football quarterbacks. What did I talk about earlier, the stat that I just can't get over when it comes to this this offensive line, you know, that the Texans – ranked eighth or ninth or whatever it was in the NFL in rushing, but without what Deshaun Watson's rushes, they ranked 31st. That's where this comes in. That's where fantasy numbers come in. It's passing, it's rushing, it's touchdowns, it's accounting for everything offensively. Who else is going to account for offense on this team?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because the running back rankings are out as well.
Yeah.
This is ESPN's Fantasy Football Summit. Lamar Miller coming off a Pro Bowl season. Bill O'Brien's been talking about how great Lamar Miller has looked. 30th ranked running back.
Not 30th ranked player.
In fantasy football.
30th ranked running back.
30th ranked running back. Deontay Foreman, number 53. Wide receiver, Nuke Hopkins, number one receiver.
Well, and that ties in with Deshaun being the number two quarterback as well.
Will Fuller, the number 32 ranked receiver in all of fantasy football.
That's actually about right, or maybe even a little high.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kiki Kuti, number 43.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have a tight end in the top 25, and the defense is number 7. I'm not very high on this defense heading into the year. I don't quite see that really coming.
But based on what they – personnel anyway.
Yeah, based on the teams they're playing each week in fantasy.
Yeah, there's that.
Might be a little bit tough. But Deshaun Watson could win you some money along with DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. Number 1 wide receiver, Nuke. Number 2 –
you were drafting a quarterback right
Deshaun.
Now.
I wouldn't draft a quarterback to like the fifth, sixth
round. No, I'm saying
round.
If when you draft a quarterback
sixth
right
round.
Now, But I'm saying rank them. Like, who do you have? One, two, three.
I mean, I think that's about right. I think Mahomes is one, then Watson, then Andrew Luck.
I agree.
Probably. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron Rodgers, number four or whatever. But I would take that order. But I'm going to go fifth, sixth round. I'm going to be looking at Matt Ryan because all his games are indoor this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with – I think Matt Ryan's going to be my guy probably about the sixth round. And I don't know why I always do this because I say that, but all my friends who are in my fantasy league, been in the league for 10 years.
They listen?
Yeah. And then he gets picked right in that fifth, sixth round. Yeah, I just get jacked. The worst thing I have to do each year in this, and it's almost unfair, is a fantasy football forum because I go up there, I do it, and it's basically like 3 days before my draft, and all my friends are sitting up there listening to my advice, and they're just stealing my dice. I do it for the loopholes. It is what it is. Whatever. But I got to win that. I got to win that this year. I've been getting too close. It's a big money league, though.
Is it?
Very competitive. Very, very competitive. Reuben Foster, the linebacker for the Washington Redskins, carted off today. Knee injury at their first day of OTAs. This is every coach's worst nightmare, John
Every
Lopez.
Player, every coach, every fan, everyone.
There's no payoff for this. I mean, you almost feel cheated. You always feel terrible when this happens, but injuries are a part of activity and nothing more active than football. Reuben Foster... I don't want to say his season's in doubt yet, but when you see knee and you see carted off, there's usually a few possibilities, and very rarely does it end well.
And the Texans have been really, really lucky in terms of offseason and preseason the last couple of years. Just get everybody to week one healthy. You know there's going to be injuries ultimately, and there were last year.
Rankin at this time got hurt.
Yeah, but that's about it. They've been pretty fortunate in terms of off-season type injuries. Yeah, exactly.
Knocking on some wood. Peyton Manning. There's some rumors about Peyton Manning. Apparently, the Jets were targeting him to be a member of their front office before. Why would Peyton Manning, if I'm Peyton Manning and I have all this stuff going on, I already have all this money, I got this awesome show coming out, it seems like there's opportunities for him all over the place. Tell me why Peyton Manning would want to be a GM of the Jets.
You never get over football. I think that's... ultimately, if he wants to make money, he's going to make money. You know, money is never going to be an issue for Peyton Manning. I think his career earnings is like 160 something million. You know, that's not counting what he's done, you know, elsewhere. It's not counting the money he's making now with this great documentary series that he's got coming out. So money is not it. It's
he's worth $400 million, dude.
That's his net worth altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So that's not it. It's, coach is coach, you know.
Okay, but he's not a coach.
I know what I'm saying, but and in his case, you know, football is in him and it will always be in him.
Okay, but ESPN was apparently interested in him too to replace Jason Witten. If you're Peyton Manning and you know what Tony Romo's getting, he's getting like $5 million. He's going to try to get $10 million. Monday Night Football, you got to think they would pay well. If you're Peyton Manning, wouldn't you rather, if you wanted to stay around football, wouldn't you rather want to be in the Monday Night Football booth than having to build the damn Jets?
Except there's another aspect here. It's not just that football is in him, and that would be one reason you don't want to be in the booth. You know, you like football, but you want to be like in the, you know, you want to see how the sausage is made. You know, you want to be in the midst of it, you know.
I'm a sausage eater, and I do not like seeing how the sausage
but
is made.
But football guys that like the grit, you know, of a game plan and building a team want to do that. And then the second biggest reason, these are his friends. These are people he knows. You know, it's like, are you more likely to go into business with someone that you just meet? Or someone that you trust that you've known and that you've had a good relationship with for years? Because it's not just Adam Gase. I'm looking, but I think it's one of their general manager, Christopher Johnson. The CEO, Christopher Johnson, has had some dealings with him as well. So I can't get out of football. I love it too much. And these are people that I trust and I love. And, oh, by the way, NFL teams very, very rarely, they treat, you know, percentages of ownership of a franchise like more valuable than gold. They don't give them up. But Peyton Manning, if he wants to set up his entire family for the eternity, he can get a piece of the franchise.
Like, they're not already set up?
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, like, they would just get a piece of the franchise? Are you kidding? An NFL franchise?
You like sausage?
I love sausage. Elgin sausage is the best.
For all you guys that love sausage.
Followed by Chapel Hill.
That was the worst performance, by the way, by a guest ever. That Stanford drop you just played. Stanford Brout joins us every Wednesday. He made a sausage recommendation and it was in a foreign country that very few people could even understand. Like, you know how we're men of the people, and we'll give out recommendations. We'll be like
something local,
mm-hmm. something people can go to. Stanford like presents it like, oh, I got a perfect recommendation.
Okay, first you got to do is go to Brazil.
That was the worst performance I've seen in a long time.
Find this sausage.
That was so bad by Stanford. I don't know what my man was thinking there. But you don't like seeing how that sausage is made. Ever.
I've made sausage. I made sausage last Christmas, I think. Not this past Christmas, two Christmases ago. Remember it was Germany? Or was it the past year? Anyway, I made bratwurst.
It was Japanese this year.
It was Japanese this year. It was 2 years it was Germany for our Christmas.
How'd that go, by the way?
Country. Awesome. It's awesome every year.
The Japanese, you did your thing?
Oh yeah, it was. Remember, we made homemade sushi and all that.
Yeah,
stuff?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That seems like there's a lot of room for error there, John.
There is.
You don't strike me as a sushi guy.
I went to the fish market and got some sushi grade tuna and eel and stuff, and we made it. This on Sun did a really good job.
I don't feel like this was as good as your barbecue game.
No, we just pick a country every year though. But when we made Germany, when we had Germany as our Christmas dinner country, I made bratwurst and knotwurst and all homemade.
What's knotwurst?
Just a different kind of sausage.
And what kind?
It's a white sausage. I believe knotwurst is the white one. I'm
like
sure
a
the
boudin?
Text board. No, it's a pork white. The spices are what make the color, obviously. Yeah, man, it was fun. I had the big sausage maker. I was grinding. I was like Kramer in Seinfeld, man.
Was Kramer?
He had a big famous scene where he was.
Why was he doing that?
Homemade sausage. I don't know. He wanted sausage. Homemade sausage.
So he just made it himself?
So I saw how the sausage was made.
Okay.
That's what Peyton Manning wants.
Okay. Apparently, John Lopez, Landry Locker, Sports Radio 610. Kareem Hunt got baptized yesterday. That's cool. Looks like he's trying to find Jesus before he serves that 8-game suspension for the domestic dispute that was caught on camera by TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
His head coach and GM showed up to his baptism. Freddie Kitchens and John Dorsey
I want you to get excited here.
To see him get baptized.
That's good. I mean, I think they're going to have his back until he proves otherwise,
that's
right?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I know some people are like, well, forget that guy. And if he finds Jesus and wants to get a second chance and go out there, even more power to him. And props to head coach Freddie Kitchens and John Dorsey for going up there to witness it. I think that's excellent. I have zero issue with that.
Totally
agree. Not even a little bit. Did you get baptized?
Yeah, as a baby.
Did your kids get baptized?
Mm-hmm.
When they were babies?
Mm-hmm. I was baptized as a baby. I was a little older.
Like
when I got confirmed.
How old?
When I got confirmed, I was like in eighth grade.
Okay.
Ninth grade.
Were you a bad kid or something? Or you just
No, they just do it differently in different churches.
I didn't know if maybe you were causing trouble out there in the mean streets.
No,
and they just
I was a good boy.
They needed
I really
you
was.
To get there.
I really was. I was a good kid.
You never got in trouble?
Hardly ever.
What's the most trouble you ever got in?
With my mom and dad?
Yeah.
My mom, probably when I was like 7 or 8, she told me not to eat. I used to love those little apple turnovers that come in a package, like a little, Mrs. Bear's package, the apple turnovers. She told me not to have any until after dinner. And I lied. I had like 3 and then I lied about it and hid them in my room. And I kept lying to her that I didn't eat them. She knew I did.
That's it? That's all you did.
I never saw her get that mad at me.
Okay.
She got, because I was lying to her. And then I got caught drinking a couple times when I was in high school.
Yeah. 1558 says Landry 400 mil doesn't go as far as it used to. All right, that's nobody's talking about guy right there.
I think it goes pretty far.
Yeah, nobody's talking about guy.
Peyton Manning's kids are probably going to have to take out loans to go to college, mm-hmm. I guess. I got in trouble one time because my mom was a teacher, and I went to her school. And they had a buffet there. Like, they just had a teacher buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all eaten. You could tell they were going to clean it up eventually. So I decided to take the flowers that were there and give them to my girlfriend. Because they were going to throw them away anyways.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with you taking something and giving it to your girlfriend. I'm not familiar with that. Figgy, are you?
Nah, I'm not, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
How was Valentine's Day this year?
Valentine's Day was great, man. Yeah. Valentine's Day was great. Huh? Had some tips, treats, too. It was pretty good.
How about that?
They were good. They were very, very good. But anyway.
You have some chocolate strawberries and stuff?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, they were tasty. Mm-hmm. So I took this thing, and next thing I know, I didn't even factor in that the vase was expensive. If I would have just taken the flowers, I would have been fine. I didn't factor in the vase was like a $400 vase. Expensive.
They get really
expensive. Now, it was a really expensive vase. So all of a sudden, my mom's like saying someone came in the school and took some vase. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there like, no way. Like, are you kidding? Like, I didn't even want the vase. I just took the flowers because they were going to throw them out.
Yeah.
So I gave the
That's just ignorance, man. You just didn't know.
I gave them to my girl. Yeah. Well, they got the surveillance.
Oh.
And there I am grabbing the vase. And my mom is so pissed and embarrassed. And I had to go back to my girl and tell her that I needed the vase because I said it was my mom's.
Yeah.
I never told her the story. So when they got together, they started trading stories, and it was just like a big, it was a big ordeal.
Crazy. Did she know the other story too?
Which one? Okay, John. I thought the Tiff's treats were for us as a show, so I gave them to my girl and added them to the Valentine's gift. Okay.
And the strawberries.
The strawberries were there too. I thought.
Are
that
we
they
coming
were there.
Clean now?
Yes. Okay. I thought they were there. I'd already gotten her some stuff though, but I thought they were for the show, and I decided I would take them.
So we're coming clean. We're gonna do this.
I didn't know they. I didn't know they were from our listener Misty for us as a show. I didn't know. Okay. I took the Tiff's treats and I added them to the mix of Valentine's gifts.
They were sitting in the studio.
He lied.
With a card that says John Landry and Figgy.
Yes.
And you took that card off. And took all the Tiff's treats and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Now, first of all, it
and
said
gave them to your girlfriend.
Right, first of all, a lot
and
of-
took credit. I'm sure you never told her. Yeah. By the way, these were free.
No, but listen.
Why the you lie? When
they send, he just said. He just literally said. No, but listen.
When they send us stuff, hear me out. Names on it. I thought it was just a station sponsor sending mm-hmm. it. I didn't know it was someone actually sending it to us.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. I thought I was just taking something that was sent for all of us by a sponsor. Like if it was a book or something like that and we took it. That's all I thought. Good Lord. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. A memo to all sports bars in town. I'm calling all of you out because you all need to get on your ish. And also, there's something in the city that usually ticks off the OG. I think it ticks me off even more than him. We'll get into that next.
I did not say that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.